Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Andy, and on this podcast, going to hear from Jess Thorby and Yaz Parsons ahead of that New Zealand trip. Jess has been bringing us up to date about how that last couple of months in camp's gone.
I guess what coach or athlete doesn't want a sense of purpose to kind of drive you in your training environment week on week? And, you know, we entered our camp-based program 8 weeks ago. We certainly didn't know then with any certainty that we would have a competition in the immediate short term, and as each week progressed and the conversations between ourselves and New Zealand progressed with incredible support from both parties to try and make this happen, obviously within the safety of the parameters in place. I think I just think it's an incredible achievement that, you know, we're now in a position where we can actually head over to New Zealand. We can make sure that not only netball, but female sport on an international stage is visible. And it's given us a real sense of purpose in the short term. And yeah, I think it's everything that we're here to designed to do, isn't it? And I feel like I'm most probably one of only a handful of international coaches at the minute that has got this opportunity, and it's a huge privilege. And I think, you know, let's be honest, any type of opportunity like this is going to benefit us. It might not be in the immediate short term, but absolutely as we head towards Birmingham, we will look back on events such as this and they will have played an important part. I just think it's an incredible achievement, and just really grateful to both Netball New Zealand, their government, and also England Netball for their support.
And that support and assurance from them as well just made it all that little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, we're under no illusions as to, you know, we will still be following extreme safety measures both before we leave. I mean, we've been doing that anyway. So back here in camp, we've got into a bit of a rhythm now around what we need to do from a COVID point of view. And we've worked with that. It is our reality, and it will be for obviously everybody that's trying to venture back into sport. And you know, that will be exactly the same when we get into New Zealand. We will be going through a rigorous testing procedure on days 3, 6 and 12. The first 3 days are very much isolation, and then we will be coming out and starting to resume our training, albeit in bubbles again to start with. But I feel like at the very least, you know, if this is going to be our norm beyond the immediate short term, then at least we're going to learn a huge amounts about if we were to travel again in the future under such circumstances, that we will come back knowing how to navigate our way through that as a squad without it coming at the cost of international exposure. And yeah, I'm very proud of both ourselves and New Zealand for getting this off the ground.
I suppose to some extent as well, it would be an assurance just knowing that something like this will be going ahead.
Absolutely. I hope it kind of gives on so many levels. You know, you've got our fans who are most probably, and I hope are desperate to kind of get behind the team again. And as much as it gives purpose to us from a performance point of view, I hope it really gives something for our fans to look forward to as well in the absence of netball for so long. And I totally agree with the sentiment, you know, across social networking around how much netball really means to each of us as just human beings more than anything. And I'd like to think that the fans will really kind of harness the occasion and get behind this squad. And it, like you say, it does give huge assurances that it's not impossible. It hasn't come with huge challenges. It will continue to do that, I'm sure. And a lot of late nights and early mornings in constant comms across the water. But yeah, it's taken a massive effort. But like you say, huge assurances that it's not impossible. And if we do need to do something like this again in the future to maintain, protect and preserve our international exposure ahead of the Commonwealth Games, then at least we'll learn a lot from this experience.
And at least as well, it's almost, it's a game, isn't it? It's a game of sorts that is going to actually take place before the end of the year.
Absolutely. And, you know, even now we kind of speak with no certainty about what, you know, if and when that next opportunity will come. And I felt incredibly duty bound as head coach of this hugely talented side to make sure, I think I pledged very early on in the lockdown period when it was clear that this international calendar was going to be affected, that my priority was to protect and preserve both the number and the quality of the matches that we get between now and Birmingham. And I think I'm trying to uphold that as best I can. And when New Zealand presented this opportunity to us, it was the first one where, you know, we've really tried hard to make it happen. And I'm really proud that it wasn't just me. I think both the staff, the players, the organisation really got behind that and rallied for trying to make it happen. And we won't yet know where that next opportunity is coming from. And I, you know, I genuinely believe in 6 months' time, we will look back and think, yeah, it was the absolute right thing to do. And we'll have exposed another group of Roses players to this form of competition. And it would be easy, wouldn't it, I think, to avoid the world champions in their backyard, given the context of not having played a competitive match since early March. I mean, some might think that that's crazy, but from my point of view, we have a duty to get back out on an international court. And I couldn't have asked for better in terms of the way the support staff have planned to the, you know, in so much detail as to what this last eight to 10 weeks has looked like. And to finish our, you know, our seventh camp in 8 weeks last week, every player up, you know, we haven't experienced any injuries throughout this period. People are available for selection, and that's an incredible achievement in itself. And I feel very fortunate to be part of this group. And, you know, of course it's going to be challenging. We're not naive. We go into this with our eyes wide open. But as I say, we're not shy of a challenge. And I have to have both the short and long-term vision in mind when we take on these challenges. And I'm not going to avoid it because of that.
Quick word on your team, the likes of Paul and the rest of the team with you, been vital.
Yeah, I've been so impressed with everyone's can-do attitude over what has been really challenging times. I'm not going to lie, I've had a number of sleepless nights, late nights, and I'm definitely reaching for some wrinkle cream right now. I think I've aged a lot in this lockdown. So yeah, I'll have to sort myself out before anyone sees this face on a screen. But I'm so grateful, as you say, to Paul, to Katie, to Julie, who are like the real kind of backbone of this staff team. And then obviously the likes of Kat and Sonia and Norma. So despite being, you know, far afield, everyone's been incredibly supportive. And, you know, Katie and Snowy in particular, it's been a huge kind of physical focus in as to how we get these players back and robust enough to go out and compete against the world's best. And Paul's just brilliant. You know, can you imagine the amount of logistics going into a trip like this? So yeah, it's definitely been interesting times, but it's certainly kept us all on our toes. And yeah, I love working with this group of staff, and I'm grateful that they put up with me, to be honest.
Has the path to Birmingham taken a bit of a sidestep? Are we back on track now to some extent?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, we're most probably one of only a handful, if any, female team sports that I think have been back in our training environment for as long as we have. I think that, again, is a real positive. Of course, it's been affected in the shorter term, but as I say, I think this is a great kind of marker as for what our intent is, despite these, you know, COVID challenges which get thrown at us on a daily, weekly basis still. I think it shows our intent, and, you know, there's a real appetite across all of the international nations that we're in constant communications weekly, if not daily on some weeks, around how we can make competition work, you know, in the future as well. So has it taken a sidestep? I think it's hard to say that now. I'm kind of not focused on what we can't do. I'll keep focusing on what we can do. And at the minute, we've got an imminent tour to New Zealand and three test matches against them. And I'll certainly take that. You know, we were due to have played in our quad series in September. We're heading out to New Zealand in October. So in some ways, no, we're not, you know, we are on track. We're not sidestepping at all. And I'm hopeful that we will make more internationals work either before or after Christmas as well. So, no, I think it would be easy to say we have been, but I'm not one for excuses. So I'll just keep focusing on how we keep creating opportunities for this team.
Obviously, the season in the Suncorp will see people like Nat and Helen out, but their inclusion maybe wasn't possible anyway due to the lockdown restrictions.
Yeah, it's really complex, to be fair to all of our players that are kind of playing overseas. I think the bit that is obvious to everybody watching from home is the hugely grueling schedule that SSN has required of them this year with two games a week. a lot of travel involved, as well as the kind of restrictive environment in terms of hub, which in theory is like a quarantine. And many of them have been away from their Australian homes for the whole period of time. And that is incredibly grueling and very taxing. And I don't think it can or should be underestimated as to the toll that can take, both not just physically, which is the obvious bit that we see when we're all watching the matches on our apps, but also just the mental drain of the environment that they then go back into between those matches. You know, it's tough. And we've got people out there that are also in leadership roles, formal leadership roles within their teams, and have carried a lot more on their shoulders than any normal season. And I've been in regular communication with all of our Roses that play overseas. I've treated them all very much as individuals, whilst they share that commonality of having to go through the last 8 to 10 weeks in that context. And I've worked really closely with them. It's no one conversation has been the same. I think I'm very respectful that they're all very different. But yeah, I would really kind of urge the public to appreciate and understand, have some empathy with how challenging that's been for them. And I know it sounds really strange, but I guess this opportunity wasn't one that we were necessarily expecting. So in lots of ways, it's come as a bit of a bonus. And I'm, you know, there's a human element here, and it's so important for the longevity of this Roses group and for those particular players. They have to mentally and physically refresh. And it's just a very movable piece. You know, SSN started a lot later than planned. It's been far more condensed than any of us anticipated. And it has taken its toll. And it is absolutely the right thing to do to let those players socially and emotionally get back with loved ones, have some rest and recovery physically and mentally, and then re-enter with us as we move forward into the next opportunity. And of course, we would have loved some of them or all of them to have been available with us, but it's not the right time for them, but it certainly is still the right time for a Roses group to get out to New Zealand. And we really look forward to welcoming those players back. And I can say wholeheartedly that they're all so keen and so committed to wanting to pull the red dress back on. So it's nothing other than the complications, you know, like some of them would have to, just to put a bit of context, you know, for some of them, because of the varying state border issues with quarantine, there are some that would, if they were to come to New Zealand, would incur up to 6 weeks of quarantine. You know, like, it's just a no-brainer. there is no way that I would even entertain a conversation about asking a player to do that. So, and whilst that's quite extreme, you know, most of them would incur another bout of quarantine, and off the back of what they've just done, that's not the right human thing to do right now. So, yeah, we'll look after them and welcome them back with open arms when it's most appropriate.
Maybe a quick word on the likes of Nat and Beth as well. How have you seen them regain a bit of fitness since the start of camp? Have they come on really well?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the whole group. In some ways, I think for some of our players who are still on their journey back from injury or an extended period out of the game, I think, ironically, this is almost play to their hand a little bit, because we've all been in a form of return to train and play, which is quite unique, isn't it? You know, we're often, as coaches, juggling with our support staff how to manage and differentiate between players at different stages where you have got those returning from injury or illness. But in this context, we've all had to go and take baby steps in the first couple of weeks back on court. And I think what was great about that is it was a very inclusive environment. You know, if I was returning from injury, or I was a Beth or a Nat or a Jodie, actually they were fully involved from the start. And I think that's been hugely important in terms of everyone's mental well-being, really, and feeling very much part of the team. And it's only really been in these latter stages that we've most probably had to make sure we are still catering for those athletes that have slightly different needs. In terms of that return. But I mean, it has really been quite emotional at times watching the likes of Beth and Nat and Jodie take huge strides in their kind of journeys back from injury and extended periods out, and the way that the team respond to that. They are such a great unit. It really is quite a strong kind of family feel in the Roses environment. And yeah, we're all super proud of the strides that they've taken, and they're certainly heading in the right direction. So really positive news for the fans out there that these guys are looking good and will hopefully be back out on court soon.
What about the inclusion of Imogen?
Yeah, I mean, Imo was obviously part of our Futures programme last year. She was completing the final year of her master's degree down at Bath. So Last year, the opportunities were few and far between for her, but her commitment nonetheless was brilliant in terms of that Futures programme. And I think, you know, for a number of years now in the VNSL, she's certainly been earmarked as one of the up and coming stars alongside people like Amy Carter and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis. So I think, you know, this justifies what a great opportunity this is, that the likes of people like Imogen and others are going to be able to come on what is going to be their first proper senior tour, really. And, you know, there's no hiding away. We're playing the world champions in their backyard, so it's a good one to come on. But yeah, you know, the time is right, I think, for people like Imo to come and have a go and put a bit of a stake in the ground and see where she's at against the world's best. And that's exactly the type of opportunity I think all of this group need.
And we've obviously got Jade and Serena in there. Maybe a possibility that she might be getting 100 caps if things go well for Serena. So that experience as well, it's just going to add to the overall squad that you've picked.
Yeah, and again, I know it comes across quite cliched sometimes when I've been interviewed before, but the mix of this group is just perfect from my point of view. I think we have such strength and depth in our midcourt. And you've almost got kind of the teacher and the student, haven't you, in Serena and Jade, with the likes of an Amy and an Imo. Like, you've got Gabby Marshall and you've got Laura Malcolm in there with a degree of experience. But yeah, it's such an opportunity, isn't it? I'm excited to see what, in particular, kind of that midcourt can put out with such, you know, differing ends of the spectrum with experience and numbers of caps. But again, you know, you walk into our environment, you really wouldn't be able to tell. Everyone's just got their head down. Everyone contributes equally and gets stuck in. And yeah, I can't wait to see that. And Jade and Serena have been fantastic, but I'd expect nothing less. Their contribution in the training environment is huge, and it isn't just on the court, which is what we all get most excited about, but it's them as people. But they're really well supported by a great leadership team in this Rosie's environment, but also an environment that demands everyone to contribute. And that's hopefully what I can continue to kind of demand from them all, really. It gets the best out of them, and I just love watching them develop and progress week on week.
And just really thankful that Sky support is still going to be there, and all the games are going to be live as well, so you'll be itching to get out there and get started, and we just can't wait to watch. And obviously thanks to Sky.
I think it's absolutely incredible that we've got the support of broadcast behind such a you know, I think a huge achievement and moment in time during COVID, that netball is playing its part and getting back on. And yeah, I'd like to extend my thanks to the support of Sky. I really hope everybody enjoys getting back into the studio, and we're giving them something to talk about and dissect, which I know they'll really enjoy. So yeah, we're really grateful for the support, and can't wait to see the Sky team back together again as well.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Gaz Parsons can't wait. Listen how excited she is.
I've been training with this group now for 7 weeks, and there's a lot of potential in him. You know, we're a very unique group, and all of us bring something completely different to the court. So it'll be exciting to try out those different styles. And for me, I'm just really, really happy to be selected to a tour, to a senior tour. And obviously, the next step is to hopefully be selected into the 12 for the game days. But I'm just so excited. Just to see my name out there and to be selected into a senior tour, I think that's like a massive tick for me. And, you know, it's a kind of like the next stepping stone for me as well. So I'm just super thrilled to see my name there.
Would have been great to spend some time among the rest of the players as well. Wasn't Beth or was it Nat that was in your pod?
The pods kind of changed. So I did have Nat in my pod of four to start with, and then our pod four actually got separated, so then I moved into pod three with Beth Cobden, and then I think Nat might have moved, where was she? She was either pod one or pod two. Pod one, I think she was pod one. So our pod four got split up, and then we eventually moved into bigger pods.
Because the question there was obviously Jodie's back and she's been named. How have you saw the likes of Beth progress from start of camp to where they are now? Because they're obviously on the way back from recovery. Have they got stronger?
Yeah, They've been great. I think we celebrated the fact that Jodie and Beth have made an excellent comeback into the squad. And, you know, Jodie's been training and playing fantastically. And she's both of them, Beth and Jodie, have worked incredibly hard to get back into fitness, really, and to get ready for match play. So it's been excellent. And I think we all celebrated the fact that they've done that in training. So and I know that we're incredibly proud of the stage and the process that they follow to get back to where they are now. Yeah, kudos to them for doing that. They're like superstars.
It'll be quite nice as well, because Serena will have a possible chance of getting cap 100.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I actually spoke to Serena in camp about that, about her achieving her 100th. And I think she's, obviously that's a massive celebration and what an achievement. I think everyone would love to, you know, I especially would love to have 100 caps under my belt. And I think it's a massive achievement for Serena. So I'm really excited to obviously share that moment with her whilst we're out there.
Everybody's done a great job just getting the games on, haven't they? Really good to see that.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's just like a fantastic opportunity. And I think we need to grasp this with two hands, really, because of obviously like the situation. Like Jess said at the end of our camp, would you have said at week one that we'd be back, you know, doing playing match play, playing normal netball, and then now having a tour to New Zealand? And a lot of us said no, because obviously like at that time we just thought, will we get back to normal? What does normality look like? But for us to have achieved this, and we're super grateful for New Zealand netball and for us to put on this test series and to allow us to come over is just fantastic.
Thanks, Yaz. You sound in totally great form, so enjoy every minute of it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I am super happy, so I can't wait to go and, yeah, do my thing. So, yeah, really excited.
We'll see you on telly. We'll see you on telly playing.
I hope so, yeah. Fingers crossed, yeah.
Much more from Yaz on this week's Surrey Storm podcast. If you'd like to hear a bit more from her, and remember, the games in New Zealand will be shown on Sky Sports here. Times to be confirmed in October.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
Yous have always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.